Okay. Today's daf is daf Kuf Mem Dalet. We are on Kuf Mem Gimel Amud Beis by the Mishnah. Today's shiur and the whole week are sponsored by Sherry and Beryl Daskal, Vzecher Nishmas, Yitzhak Moshe Ben Yisrael Yehuda, whose yurt site is on Kuf Zayin Teves. Okay, we're on the Mishnah. So the Mishnah is going to be dealing now with Yorshim, who have not yet split the pot. They haven't split up the property. And a part, some of those Yorshim now take the money and deal with the money in some way, deal with the assets in some method, and they profit. So who does the profit belong to? So does it belong to those who actually worked it? Or does it, since they didn't split the profit, split the field, maybe it belongs to everybody? So, Heniach Banim Gedolim Katanim. Someone left over. Someone died, and the Yorshim are older sons and younger sons. Major machlokes be shown in whether that's dafka or lav dafka. Gedolim uktanim. I mean, maybe it's gedolim and gedolim also. Point being is, heniach gedolim bani gedolim uktanim, hishbichu gedolim es nechasim. So the older sons went out, and they were mashbiach the karka. So that's what Tosu says. Tosu says, do Tosu di masli hishbichu, like the fourth Tosu on the side. He says, perish rivam, it's also if it's gedolim gedolim. It's just orcha de milson. That's the way they write. The Yad Ramah says no. The Yad Ramah says clear. They're talking about dafka gedolim katanim. Because if it's gedolim gedolim, then there's some mechila. Meaning you deal with it, and you'll get yours. I deal with it, and I'll get mine. Katanim aren't b'nei mechila for this, so it would only be specifically gedolim katanim.
Same shalos asked if somebody goes and you have two sons working and one son learning in koel, and they have to split it.
Right.
And the other son is not.
Right.
But he's learning.
Right.
Being supported by the family business.
Yeah, well, I guess you have to work it out. But
here
they're talking about before the split. Maybe in those instances you split it and you get the son who's learning get a portion. I mean, sometimes you have the son who's learning getting a bigger portion because the father's very proud that he's learning. Anyway, so then the shvach, the profit, is split evenly amongst all the brothers because they did it prior to the division. But im amru, if the achim gedolim say to the achim ketanim, and there's also machlokas where they say that. Let's just use it, put all the sheets together. They said it in front of Edim, or they said it in front of Bezdim, or they said it in the Tzibur, right? They said ru'u ma sheniach abba, see what our father left over. Hare anu osim va'ochlim. So we're going to go deal with it, and then we're going to profit from it. So then, kishbichu, if they profited, it's la'atzman. And the shvach belongs to them. V'chein isha, so to a woman. Where I was going to ask, wait a minute, a woman. Does a woman mean yoreshes? V'chein isha, she hishbicha es ha'nechasim, who is mashbiach the nechasim, right? I guess the husband died, so she's mashbiach the nechasim, hishbicha lemsa. So it gets split between this almana and I guess the son, so the other yarshim. But im amr ru'u ma shenich libayli, see what my husband left over. Hare ani osa ve'ocheles. I'm going to deal with it and I'm going to profit from it. Hishbicha la'atzma. Then she's mashbiach and it belongs to herself. Look at Rashbam. Im amru gedolim v'katanim b'pnei edim ho amru lebeisin obet zibor ru'u ma shenich lanu abu mezumen lanu lichlok. We're ready to split it. Look what our father left over. He adds this. What they're really saying is, we're ready to split it because we want to work it. And the basin doesn't listen. They don't split it. And what we're going to profit? That's going to be like our portion. Almost like a braver thing here. Vinis atzlu based in lachlok and based in didn't split yet. Then asishbichul atzman. That's why it's theirs, because it's almost as if they said, we're ready to split. You didn't split. Fine. This is our portion, and we're going to profit from this portion. My question is, though, if that's the case, what if the whole point is that Beis Din didn't split and we view it as this is their portion, what if they decide to work more than what they would have gotten? Let's say they worked 60% of the field and they profit on that. They keep all the profit. They're two brothers, this guy and the younger guy. They're only supposed to get 50%. I don't know. Or maybe there's an older person how does it work when they profit it? Okay. So Amar al Chaviva, V'rei de Rav Yosef, V'rei de Rav, Mishmei de Rav, we said the name of the Rav, Lo Shanu, we didn't say that if the Gedolim or Mashbich Nechasim, that it's split down the middle, Ela, Sheshavchu Nechasim Machmas Nechasim. That's only if the Nechasim went up in value due to the Nechasim. Right? What does that mean? Rashbam says, Lo son Rashbi, meaning lo tarchu velo hitziyah mishalehem klum. He didn't do anything. It just went up in value by itself. They didn't take anything from their own pocket. What they did is they hired workers, but they paid them out of the proceeds of the estate. So they didn't lose anything out of pocket. That's when it's even if it's shpichu, it's le'emtsa. But if they took out of pocket, Rashbam says machmas atzmam shechafru v'natu. They dug or they planted v'sachru mishalahem, or they hired out of pocket v'lo mishalaviyim, not from the estate. Oh, as hashevach atzmam. Then even if they didn't say, you know, ru'u mashi niyach lanu abba, then the shevach belongs to them. Then it belongs to them. Fine. So, Aini, is that really true? Is that really true? Aha. I'm a Rabbi Chanina. Then Rabbi Chanina say, "Afilu lo hiniach lem aviam ella odaini." Even if the father only left over an odaini, what's an odaini? Rashbam says it's a bor ukisuyov. It's a pit, more like a water cistern, and it's cover. V'sochin also lahashko sadam yimema. And you rent it out to people come and they get water from it. So you rent out the usage. So that's the only thing left over. There's no other property except for this water pit. So haschar, the schar that if they're marviach, right, that they get, that's le'emsa. That's everything. Everything gets split evenly. The brisa says, v'ha udaini the machmas atzmahu, but. In order to the way you use the boar, it's machmas atzmo. Rashbam says machmas atzmo. Shemisharim also hagadolim. V'tzrichu lamed al gabo penya hepke l'chol shol v'mayim. So they haven't split it yet. There's nothing here. It's just this big pit. Okay, they just have this big pit that's there, and now they're using it. So how are they using it? Yeah, it's machmas atzmo. Typically what you do, and it requires 24/7 netira or watching, so no one steals from it. So who does? The brothers. Put up themselves. It can't be that they hired anybody from outside the estate, because there is no estate other than these pits, other than the boars. There's no money to hire. So if it's being watched by the brothers, or it's being watched by someone the brothers hired. Yet, the Brisa says, the revach is la'emsa, it's split. So you see, even if they come out of pocket, it's split. So the Gemara answers, got the question? Gemara answers, shiny odaini, this boar is different. The whole malacha that you have to do for it is just to watch it, right? You just it's basically need an alarm system over there. You just have to watch it. Even katanim are able to watch it. Because what are they going to do? They're going to watch it, and they're going to see somebody. I guess the assumption is if katanim see somebody, they'll scream, and the people will run away. That's enough. That's enough of a shmira to know it's to protect it. So even katanim can do it. So they're not doing anything extra. The whole point of the mission, I guess, is that they're saying that the only one Mashpiach is they did something that Ketanim couldn't do. Here, the Ketanim can do it also. And then the Rashbam. No, there is no Rashbam on it. But he says, Tilin Tirusa Avida, Einan Tzvichan Lahotzi Mishalem Klum Alav El Lashomro, Vigam Ketanim Yecholim Lashomro. Even Ketanim can watch it. So the question is, like, even Ketanim, what about an infant? What about a little baby? Little baby can't watch it. Can't do it. So it's machlokas rishonim as to whether or not it applies to, you know, ketanim that are of age, but the younger ketanim would not be le'emtsa, or even younger ketanim. It doesn't make a difference. So that's a machlokas. Right. So the Rashba writes that he says even little babies, even little infants. If it's a big brother and little infants, and the big brother watches the pit, it's still the emsa, because it's at the current any this is part of the rule that any action that can be done, not specifically by gedolim, that means that then automatically it goes the emsa. That's how he says it. The gedolim are mochlim on that because they don't, it's not a big deal to work on it. But I saw something. Who did I see? I saw someone else who said that no, that it applied, that it would be, because the Rashba says, because if they were making a distinction, then the Gemara should have simply just said, this katanim, but these katanim, then it wouldn't apply. The Gemara doesn't make the distinction, it just says katanim, and that, so he says that's it. But I saw somebody else, I can't find it now. I saw somebody else who said that no, that that it does make the distinction between Ketanim who are able and Ketanim who are unable at the time. Okay. The Mishnah says, the Mishnah had said, Amru Ru'u Mashinich Abba Harein Osim Othim Lishbichul Atzman. They say, if they say in front of the Edim, in front of the Bezdin, you know, this is going to be our portion, the Shevach to us, so whatever they were, Mashbich belongs to them. Rav Safra, Shevach Avuhu Zuzei, Rav Safra's father left over money in the Yerusha. Shaklinu Avad Behun Iska. Rav Safra took the money, he took the money, and he did some investing with it, right? And I guess he profited. So Asu Ache, his brothers came, because it was probably pre-distribution. They had a chelik in the Yerusha. Tiba'uhu Bedina Kameh Derava. They were Toveya him and Bezdin. They wanted to get their share of the profits, because the Gedolim are Gedolim, they should get it. Amr Luhu, so Rava says to Rav Safra's brothers, Rav Safra Gabar Rabu. Rav Safra's an Adam Gadol, right? V'lo shavik yirsei v'tarach lachrinei. He's not going to leave his learning and be toreach for other people to profit. What does that mean? Shvam says, lo shavik yirsei v'tarach lachrinei. What? No, he does. Look at Rashbam. Kemisha amaru mash ichlanu abadami. The whole point when you say that it doesn't get split is when he says, look what's going on. This is mine. I want it. So you have to make a macha. You have to show it, tell everybody that this is what's going on. Here we have Rav Safra. Rav Safra sits and learns all day. The fact that he's getting up from the base measures to do work. It's the same thing as if he would have gotten up and said, I'm doing the work for myself.
In fact, he jumped the gun and took their money and
because well this is I won't say it. But this is what they're interpreting. They're interpreting the fact that a Talmud Chacham who sits and learns all day doesn't typically just get up and do work for everybody else. So it's the same thing as if he said that I'm doing the work for myself and not for you.
Okay, so why is it that they don't get a share in this? Because
they don't get a share in the profit. Yes, because when he took the money, it's as if seeing Rav Safra walking around is as if he went in front of the base and said, "Ru'u mashenich lanu abba, I'm going to take the money. I'm going to deal with it, and the shvach is mine." The same underlying reason is just to give warning to the other yarshim. The fact that this guy who sits and learns all day and got up and started doing work, that's enough of a reason. So they have to work in the ins and outs of the cases, right? If the property's in Tokyo and they're in New York and they don't know, I don't know what the halacha would be in that situation. He says, that's what Rashbam says. He says, "Ukemisha Amar Ru'u Mashinich Lanu Abadami Ushamina Mehacha." We see from here the Kol Hecha demand who Kamo Rav Safra. Anyway, that someone's like Rav Safra, Afa Gav Delo Amar LaAtzmi Niose. It's command the Amar Dami. They Shpiach LaAtzmo. It's as if he said it, and he's Mashpiach to him. Question is, this Adam Gadol, does it apply to Zman Hazeh? You have other instances where we talk about, they say that the Talmid HaChamim have certain exemptions. Like we saw in the beginning of the Masechta when it came to the taxes, right? The Talmid HaChamim didn't have to pay certain taxes because their Torah was in the Tirusa. Does it apply to Zman Hazeh? So the Nemuke Yosef says, no, it does not. It does not apply to Zman Hazeh. He says, Zman Hazeh in the Rome, we don't have them. And the whole concept of this din of Talmid Chachamim, it doesn't apply to Zman Hazeh. And he said the same thing applies, but we have that the Chassan is Pato for doing saying Kriya Shema. Because he's Oseken. We say it doesn't apply to Zman Hazeh. Same idea. However, the Beis Yosef in Choshen Mishpat Shimon Reish Peizayin, and also in the Shulchan Aruch there says that no, the idea of the Talmid Chachamim, in this instance, only I think, in this instance it applies. Talmid Chacham, the brother who gets up from sitting and learning, he's in kollel all day, and he gets up to profit. Then he pre distribution, all the profit would belong to him. Sma says, "Was a guy who would never get up otherwise." I mean, I don't know how. Depends on the guy. You really have to be the guy who's Torah Menasa. It can't be a guy who doesn't have Torah Menasa. who's not there. I mean, someone who learns a couple hours a day is not Tolman also. So whatever reason, he's only learning a couple hours a day. But you have to figure it out, to work it out. But it's interesting to note that a lot of times we say these rules of Talmid Chacham do not apply, but Shulchan Aruch says in this specific case it does. I don't know the reason why, but it's an interesting deviation from the norm. Okay. The next case was Isha Sheishbichas Nechasim. The same thing applied by the wife. The Gemara says, Isha bin Nechse Yasme Ma'avidita. What is the wife doing with the Nechasim of the Yisomim? It doesn't belong to her. If they're Yisomim, she's not your Reshes. She gets Mizonos, but she's not your Reshes. So Am Rabbi Yirmiyah bin Isha Yoreshes. We're talking about here by Isha who is Yoreshes. So what is the Isha? What does that mean? So the Rishonim give a lot of pshatim. A lot of pshatim they give is they somehow the wife was related to the husband and there weren't any other Yorshim and she was the one who was Yoresh. But if
that's obviously the Yorshim, otherwise we wouldn't be bringing this as an example.
In other words, but she was able to get in there. She was able to get in there, not midin that. In other words, there weren't any sons. There were other Yorshim. She was Yoreshes through somebody else. So the problem with that, huh? So what? But then it's not her. She's not Yoreshes. It's not Yoreshes. It's not Yoreshes. So the problem with all those cases they bring down is they say that she. That it seems that she's Yoreshes the husband. And all those other instances, she's not being Yoreshes the husband. Right. So that's what I thought is the most pashut pshat way to say it. She's getting, but that's not Yerusha either. That's a matana. Right, but that's not really Yoreshes. It's not really Yoreshes because she. Bottom line is she's not Yoreshes to her husband if there are sons there. So what the note's saying, I thought that's pashut pshat. It's simple. The husband said you're going to get this portion, and everybody else is going to Yoresh, and they're going to Yoresh the rest. That's a matana. Anyway, fine. So even if that's the case, fine. So it could be labdapka. So she's Yoreshes. She gets that portion, right? And they didn't split it up yet. So she goes ahead. And she tells everybody that if she doesn't tell everybody that she's doing it, then the Rebbech is Lamsa. If she tells everybody like the first case in the Mishnah, then the profit belongs to her. But it's not Yerusha. The super money belongs to her.
I know it's still
taken from the state. No, but the Pasuk says that she's Yoreshes. That the Mishnah is talking about the Yoreshes case. That's not Yerusha. That's not Yerusha. That's hers. It's not Yerusha. Yeah.
Marriage,
right.
Her niece,
right.
And the niece and everybody else died. And she but then that's
not Yerusha through the husband.
Exactly.
That's Yerusha through somebody else. I mean, it went from the husband to somebody else, and then it ping-ponged around and got to her. But that's not Yerusha through the husband. That's Yerusha through another family member. Either way you go, there's a problem. But I think the partial way you're saying is, okay, so it's not after Yerusha, it's Matana, like you're saying through the Ksuba, like you're saying that it was given as a Matana. That's the way to read it. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, then Pshita, you just had the din. In the ratio, why would you have an avim to say it's different? So pshita, so ma retema, you might have said kevan de lav darka lemitrach. Since it's not her derech, and those times it wasn't the derech of a woman to go out to the fields and to work at that time. So apa gav de lo parish. So even though she didn't say it explicitly, kimo de parish dami. Apa gav de lo parish. Even though she doesn't say out explicitly, rumash aniach li bayli hareni osu v'chalos la'atzmi. It's as if. The din would be as if she said it, because it's not mitzdaver. It's not mitzdaver that she's going to go out. If she's going to go out and do something that's not lakadarka, then obviously she's doing it for herself, not for everybody else. So kamash malan, that's not the din. That also the woman who is being yoreshes, she has to be mifareshes what she's doing.
Oh,
because the rabbis. That's why. Because. That's why. That's what the Gemara said. Because it's maybe it's more derech of the woman to go work when she has to. It wasn't derech of someone who's Torah and also to go out. Okay. Mishnah continued. The same thing. If she says, "No, look what I'm going to do. Look what my husband left over for me. I'm going to go use it. I think now you haven't split it up. The profit belongs to me." Gemara says pshita. What's the difference? It's pashut. It's the same din that we had before, right? A second. It says it's pshita because since they have to be mechalik the nechassim, so kol zman that beis din doesn't give her the nechassim, the money from her ksuba, So she's part of the whole group, and it's the same thing as before. So that's, we had in the ratio. Why would it be any different? So Mao the Tamer, you would have said, Kevin the Shvicha la Milsa, the Amri Kaitarcha Kayasme, Achule Achla Kamash Malan. You might have had a Havi to say that it's a Shvach for her, right, that she's being Toreches for the Yisomim. I guess it gives her a good name, that she's working on behalf of her husband's children. Same reason why making her a tropis, that she gets respect from that way. So maybe if that's the case, because that respect that comes to her by the fact that she's working the field on behalf of other people, achule achla, so she's mocheles the shvach, that she would be mashpiach, the property, and then she would give it to the yisomim, and therefore she's sort of like chozeres from what she said, ru'u mashaniach li ba'ili, kamash malan, that no, if she says it befeirish, she's not mocheles. I don't understand what the havamina is. Huh? Yeah, I don't understand what that havamina is.
Yeah, what's the havamina? It's the laiv against something that she specified.
Right. She said, why would the havamina is talking about the varim shebalev, right?
You're saying that the varim shebalev should stand up.
That's the havamina, and maskana is not. What is the havamina? We know that maskana is. No, that's a good point. Right, Rashbam says, "Achule achlo v'chazra ba mimasha amrod tchila harini osa v'ocheles kamash man." She's not chazeres. I guess maybe you can say it's not really dvarim she believe because she's actually working it. I don't know. That's a good point. I don't know what the halachah is. Okay, now we're talking about, since we just mentioned about mechilas nechasim, so the Gemara is going to bring now a whole bunch of another case regarding mechilas nechasim. It's talking about a son whose father, upon the son's marriage, the father gave him a house. Nice. So Amar Rabbi Chanina, what happens in this neighborhood? Amar Rabbi Chanina, Hamisi Ishul of No Gadol Bebayis. If you marry off your oldest son in a house, I guess you do it, you build a house specifically for the marriage purpose, Kino, the son upon the marriage is now Kona the house. It belongs to the son. Because, I guess you say, Mirov, the Simcha of the father, he was Machna the house to the son. We're going to see soon that this is a Hilchos of Lotam because there's no Kenyan. There's a reason why you want this to happen, but there's no mechanism. There's no time in the mechanism as to how this happens. The Gemara says though, but this din is with Dafka Gadol. This is Dafka if it's his oldest son, because that's what there's most simcha. With Dafka Basula, and Dafka if he's marrying a Basula. With Dafka Ishto Rishona, and Dafka if this is the son's first marriage. With Dafka Shehisio Rishon, and Dafka if his oldest son got married first. With all these caveats, then if he builds the house and has the wedding in the house, then the house, he's mochel and the chasim, and the house then belongs, the house belongs to the son. The Rashbam says that this din is dafka only if the father has another house to live in, and then he's miyachad this extra house for the son's wedding. But if he's miyachad against his own house, he doesn't his own backyard, then maybe that's not going to be the din. As Rashbam says, where is that? He says, "Kigon sheish lovi beir bayis acher ladorbo." Okay, that's what the Rashbam says. There's a mavit that says that this is daf also, that we say all these things. The oldest married first, married a basula in his first marriage. But there's another one you have to add, is that daf if the father's the one who's macy the son. Let's say there's no father and the mother does this. It doesn't work. But this is a takanas chachamim. It's a takanim. What we say, we see soon that it's a halacha b'li ta'am. So then, ein ba elamash, ein ba elachidusho, it's only what the takanim is. It's only the father. Okay.
Having
get
married in the wedding hall doesn't
have to
get married in the house.
Yeah, yeah. No. Getting
married in the house.
What's the Indian getting married in a wedding hall? I say the other way around. What's the Indian getting married in a wedding hall?
Isn't that big enough to
have family? They didn't have 500 guests. What? I think the wedding hall and all that stuff is a more modern invention than getting married in a more private affair. Okay. The Gemara says, Pshita yichad lo aviv bayis v'aliyah. It's pashut if the father leaves them a house that also has an aliyah, has an attic for storage. That bayis kana aliyah lo kana. That if he's only being makna to the son, the bayis, but not the aliyah. The aliyah he's leaving for himself to use for himself. But what about the case of bayis v'achsadra? He leaves over a house that also has some sort of achsadra, like a porch, he says it? Yeah, okay, a porch in front of it. Portico? Portico, right? He has, right? So you use that to go in and out of the house. But mahu, what's the din? Is the son kona the achsadra as well? And what's the study of the suffix? Do we say that the Achsadra is considered part of the house because the Bnei Abayis use it, because that's how you get in and out of the house, and since he was corner of the house, he's corner of the Achsadra? Or do we say that it's not considered part of the house, it's like the Aliyah, because even though he's corner of the house, he's not going to be close to the Achsadra, it's separate from the house. The father maybe wants to leave it over to use for other usage. Now, and even if you say that the Achsadra is part of the house, and therefore it's koneh, what about the following case? Of Shnei Batim Zeb Lefnei Mizeh. He gives the father, he marries him off in the inner house. Does he koneh the outer house or not? Gemara says Teku. No, no, the answer, Tishmi Tarat Kusim Yisabayis. You know the famous story of Rasa's always thing, Teku. Why does it say Meku? It says Teku, because well, you'll never die if you're part of this world to give Psak. Okay. Yeah, it was right. There's the mocher and bias. We had all that, and I think there's a mocher. I think it's in the fourth parak, the fifth parak. So, yeah. So maybe it's different here because we're talking about because over there it's talking about what you know commercial, what's a typical commercial deal is. Here we're not talking about commercial. We're talking more about specific with what the father would include. Okay. Here it doesn't say that he said anything. He just said he'll marry you in this house. The ceremony took place here. That's enough. That's enough, yeah. That's the halach. That's the hilchos of blotama. We'll get to that in a minute. It's a hilchos of blotama. Okay, so meisvei. Okay, so we just now they're gonna. This is that was what Rav Chanina says. Now we're gonna ask a question. What Rav Chanina said. Meisvei. Bryce says yichid lo avi bias uklei bias. If the father gave him, you know, was miyachid the house and the kalim in the house, right? So then he says, kli bias kana, the son gets the kalim, right? He gets the dishes, but bias lo kana, he doesn't get the house. So you see from here that he's not kona of the house, and it's not like Rav Chanina who said that you are kona of the house. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, kigon shahaya otsara shel avid munach sham. If there's something in the house that makes it evident that the father still wants to use it, still wants to use, then there's no kinyan. So the guy, so here in this case, the son is kona the kalim, but the house himself is not kona because the father's been using the house for his wine cellar, for example. He's using it as his wine cellar. So he's clearly not giving over something that he has usage of. So now the Gemara's going to ask, say other things. Now, Dari Amri, Afilu Shochba the Yoni, even if he leaves over his pigeons or his doves in the house. And Rabbi Yehuda Rapapi Amri, Afilu Atzitza the Harsana, even if he left over a kli filled with fish, then he's not kona the house because he's using the house as his storage facility. The kalim go to the son. There's certain kalim that he put was meniach into the house. He stacked the house with dish towels and with cutlery and the sterling and all the stuff that. No, the kalim that yichid lo aviv, and he was miyachid him those house that stuff as well. Look at Rashbam. No. That's how I read it. It says Otro Besocho, Hilchos Bias Lokana, the cave in the Mishtamish Ha'ab the Bias, Lohosime Cheskaso. Since the father's using it, he's not Motzi from his Chazaka, Velo Mikne Le Libno. He's not Motzi the house. Right? He's using it. Maybe all the Kalim are there, but not the house itself. Funny. Maybe it includes the Kli that he's using. It's interesting. I don't know. Mar Zurchura Antvi Levre, Rav Zurchura was married off his son. Vitole Sandla, and he married the son in the house. In order to make it clear that he wasn't being mocked in the house, he hung up his sandals in the house. And that was enough. Right? Rav Asi Nasbi Lebrei, Vitole Ashisha de Mishra. And he just hung up a cup full of oil in the house. He's using it, he's making usage out of the house, and then it's clear that he's not being called to the house to his son. Okay. So then Amar Marzurcha, Amar Marzurcha says, Hani Tlas Mili, these following three things, Shavino Rabbanu Kilchasabal Taima. The Rabbanan made this halacha, established halacha, but it's halacha of lo taima. There's no reason for it. So, Tosfos explains, there is a reason, there's a logic to it in the real world as to why they made these following halachos, but there's no logic into the mechanism, how it works. So there's no actual kinyan. What are these three things? Number one, one is what we just said. Everyone's having the problem. How is he going to the house to the son? Guy's Macy. The guy marries off his son, and the oldest son only, to a basula for his first marriage, and the oldest son's getting married first, in a specific house, then, unless the father, you know, maintains some ownership usage, then the house belongs to the son. How does that work? The son never did a kinyan in the house. The only kinyan he's making is on the wife. He's not making a kinyan on the house anywhere. So how does that work? So lichus of lo taima. But that's how it works. The next case is idach the amr of Yehuda amr Shmuel. But we've had this before, and we mentioned it in the beginning of this year. Hakosei kol nechas of l'ishto. If someone writes to the lashon matana, writes all my properties belong to my wife. Lo asa el apitropa. She only becomes an apitropus. Here. There is a tam again. We'll read the Tosos. There's a tam again as to why you do this. But halakhically, there's no tam. He wrote. You're going against his express word wishes. His wishes were his wife should get everything. But no, she's only apotropos. And the third case is the idea of mamash lashdan. Idach to amarav manli biyadcha. Right? I say to Marcel, you owe me $100. Tneu leploni b'mamash lashdan. Give it to Mati. We're all standing here right now. Take the and you owe him now. That we say is kana. So therefore, now you owe the money to Mati. Again, there's no mechanism for that to work. He wasn't kona. He wasn't kona. Mamash lashdan works. Okay, there's a whole, you can talk about Mamma Shlashtam for hours. I'll mention a little bit. But Tosu Yimraskin Gehilchus Ablo Taima, he says, Sas Tam Yesh. There is a little bit of a reason why. The Kevon Shepina Es Habayis, since she cleans the house up and wants to use the house for the wedding, right? Samcha Daiti the Bain has Smichos Das, the Gam Ein Lo Anla Lador. He doesn't have anywhere else to live. Svarahu Shenastalo. So there's a Sas of a Svar that he gave him. That one I think is a little weak. Okay? Vechain, Hakosi Kon Nachas of the Ishto Ol Bino. Someone writes a little bit of chassid to his son or to his wife, it only becomes an apitropus. Mishtam alo nitan la niskavin el lechavda. We saw that in the Gemara. The whole point was that the wife would get covered from the sons. Shlo haya meniach b'no b'velo klum. He wouldn't have left his sons without anything. Again, that one to me is a little far-fetched. He wrote the entire thing. Otherwise, he would have just written, my wife would be an apitropus on all the property. The last one, my mitzlashdon, lo ratzu chachamim latriach labi edim lasos kinyan. The mishnama kevin shomer lo my mitzlashdon hiknas lo gamrei. That one looks more. That's just the way it works. It works. I gotta get money to him. You owe me money. I don't want to come and make a starring at edim and do the whole thing. I just say you owe him the money. Let's all do it in one shot. Now you owe him. Goes over. So just to keep for a free market to keep it working. But again, the mechanism of how that works, there's no time because there's no kinyan. But nir lermi the my mitzlashdon. Here's the whole thing with my mitzlashdon. There's a major machlokus. There's a Tosus in Ksubas and Afya Gimel that goes out. It's Sita Verbeta Tam. But Nira Lareed, the Maimach Shlashdan, Im Chazar Umachalol. I tell Marcel owes me $100. I say, Marcel, you give me the $100 to Mati. We're all standing here in Maimach Shlashdan. It can't be Ksiva. It has to be all standing here together. You give it to Mati. It's fine. If I go ahead and now I'm going to say, you know what? I'm Mochel. You don't have to give me the money anymore. You don't really owe me the money anymore. You owe it to Mati. He says, Im Chazar Umachol, Einu Mochel. It's not machol. It makes a new debt that goes to Mati. But the Ramban here, I think it's on Daf Kuf Mem, he argues. He says, if I go ahead and I'm mochel the chol that Marcel originally owed me, Marcel no longer owns it to Mati. So it's machol. How does that work? All depends on it. It's a classic hakira in Maimach Lashton. When we do Maimach Lashton, and now I... And what's the status of the original guy, me? What's my status? Is it now that you... Is it that I'm still here... And basically, I'm a pass-through now. It goes from me, and then it goes to Mati. Or if I dropped out of the way, and I'm gone. I'm completely out of the picture. You owe directly to Mati. So if I completely drop out of the picture, and you owe it directly to Mati, then I have no... What if I'm mochel, big deal. What am I mochel? I don't have any rights here anymore. But if you say, they say the Ramban would hold, then I'm still here. I'm sort of this conduit now. That goes from me, and it goes through to Mati. So then maybe I have rights, because I'm still here. I'm still getting it, and then I'm getting it, but then I have to pass it over to the third party. Then maybe I have rights to be mochel. They try to answer up. There's a sefer by Eden Belundis. Rabbi Rasha used to quote a lot, but from Yitzchak Adler. So he has the sukkah. He has over here about my mashalashtam. So one of he brings down the hakira and he talks about whether or not you can be mochel the chov. That's one. Okay, we'll go back to questions. Can you do my mashalashtam on a conference call? So machlokas. Because it only says you have to do it. You can't do it in b'shtar. It has to be in person. So what about on a conference call? You hear everybody. So the machlokas, Russian wife says no. He brings a raya from somebody that can't do it. There are those who argue, say on the conference call, since it's the amira and everyone's there, then the whole purpose you can't do it in the writing is because you need everybody to be there. But on a conference call with a special password, maybe you know who's there and maybe it would work. That's a machlokas of poskim. Okay. Okay. 5 minutes for Amud Beis. Wow. Okay. Mishnah. So, Achim Hashutfin. You have brothers who are partners, right? A Yerusha came to them, and they haven't split it up. Nafal echad mehem le'umna. So one of them got a job. The Gemara's explain what type of job this is. Basically, he became the tax collector for that month. So nafal le'emtza. So that any profit he gets from the collecting the tax belongs to the brothers. Chalav v'nisrapa. If a guy got sick and he has to give out hotzaos in order to get well, nisrapa mishal atzmo. Then what he pays for his medical bills are his own things. Okay, he asked a question. So the Gemara asked, "Hi umnus, what's this umnus that belongs to them?" It's umnus hamelech. Meaning, the way it used to work is that the king or the lord would appoint certain people to be the collectors each month, and you would have to give to the king X amount of dollars by the end of the month. But whatever you collected in the meantime, you could use and try to profit. So because you got all this extra cash, you got all this liquidity, so you put it into a short-term investment. If you profited, if it came to you, all you had to give the king was a certain amount. So the question is, why did this guy become the tax collector? Right, high umnus hamelach. So the Bryce explains how does it work. Echa min achin sheminyuhu gabai. He becomes a tax collector. Ol pul mustus, which is the police officer. Im machmas achin. If the reason why he's being appointed is because the estate is a powerful estate, so then laachim. Then it belongs to the achim. Maybe he only appointed this family because there was a bribe here. Maybe for whatever reason he appointed it because of the entire estate. Right, but in Machmas Asmo, if he was appointed specifically due to his own, because of himself, because he's 6'10", 400 pounds, and can beat everybody up to collect the taxes, then, well, not 400, 6'260", then maybe he could beat everybody up, then it's La'atzmo, then it belongs to him. Then he has to split the profit. Correct. So in machmas achin la'achin. So if he's appointed, like we just said, because of the estate, then shita that it's split up. So he says no lo tzricha d'charu tvei. Maybe what the case is that the king is giving it to this family, but he's giving it to this guy, to this brother, because he's the most talented. So that you would have thought maybe in that instance that he should get it to himself and it shouldn't be split. Ma the tema chur pegarim le. The only reason why he's getting it is because he's charif, because he's strong. Kamashma know that so long as it's been given to this family because of the estate, it's le'emsa. Tana Rabbanon, echa min ha'achim shenotl matayim zuz lil motora. One of the brothers took pre-distribution of the estate, took $200 to go ahead, either to go learn, so go to learn a job. Yecholin ha'achim lomerlo. The brothers can say to him, im ata etzleinu, you know what, if you live with us in the house, then yesh lecha mezonos. Then we're going to feed you. However, im ein ata etzleinu, rather you take this money and you're going to go learn Torah somewhere else. You're going to go get a job somewhere else. Ein lecha mezonos. We're not going to give you any mezonos. Rather, you just go. You support yourself. So the Gemara says, v'leisu lekol hechadisa. Big deal. What's the difference whether he lives here or whether he lives there? If they're going to be nice and they're going to support each other, why does it make a difference where he lives? So misayale lerapuna. So this reason is I'm a siyuah to the words of Rabbi Huna, the Amr Rabbi Huna. Rabbi Huna says, "Birchas habayis beruba." You know, more people in the house, the better. There's more bracha if they're in the house. So machlokas shonim. What does that mean? Is the more bracha, you get more profit in the house. Some say it's more of a metaphysical way that there's bigger, more like by a minyan. The more people together, the more bracha. Others say no. What it really is that there's certain fixed costs in the house. If you have more people living in the house, that electricity is typically going to be the same. How many nail lecha, nail meya? They say. It'll be the same candle, whether I have 100 people or one person here, the same candle. So the fixed cost, you're not going to split up, divide up amongst more people. Therefore, there's more bracha in the house because there's more leftover cash to use afterwards. Next case. Chalav nisrapa mishal atzmo. Someone gets sick, he has to pay the medical bills out of his own pocket, not out of the estate. Shalach rabbi mishmei the rabbi la, lo shana ela shechalav b'psia. They only say this, he has to pay his own, is if he's got chole ala pshia, right? Abba ba ones, if he got sick due to an ones, then it's rapim in the emsa. Then the estate pays for the medical bills. So hechid am pshia, what does it mean get sick by pshia? Because Rabbi Chanina d'amar b'chinin ha'kol b'dei shemayim chus mitzin pachem. Everything's in the hands of shemayim except for cold, or cold and warm, depending on how you explain this. Shenemar, the pasuk says in Mishlei, Tzinim pachim b'derech ikesh, shomer nafsho yirchuk mehem. You have tzinim pachim b'derech, a shomer nafsho has to stay away from them. Meaning, it's not in the hands of a Kodesh Baruch whether or not you get sick for cold or for heat. Lots to go into this over here. So what if you throw yourself in front of a lion? Tosos talks about it. Wait, Machlokas Tosos and Rabbein Lachaya. What if you throw yourself in front of a lion? Smoking. What? Smoking. Big issue. What about smoking? Smoking. So, originally, Moshe says, that it's not, it's never. Bizman says smoking most probably. If you ask somebody who's being intellectually honest, I'll tell you it's awesome. At least also to start. Fine. So what Tosos says, Hakol b'dei shemayim chutz b'tzinim pachim. He says, Perish ariv gan v'yabayim al-adam hakol nigzar b'dei shemayim, aval b'tzinim pachim mizeh lo nigzar lov. Because yochal lishmor. Elavada yimrotz l'avad atzom b'esho b'nar yochal avad atzom. That's the circumplot. If I jump out of a tall building, it's going to happen to me, even if it's not nigzar on me. There's more to talk about over there. My focus, though, is halach l'maisa, though, is tzinim pachim just mean cold? Or does tzinim pachim mean cold and warmth? Because the halacha is that if someone's very, very cold on Shabbos, you can tell a guy to turn on the heat, because it's very dangerous to be cold. So in Miral Akam, B'makam, the mitzvah, you have a shmus over here, it's only a shmus, you can say it. You can have the guy do it. What about if someone's really, really hot? Can you turn on the air conditioner? Have a guy turn on the air conditioner. Depends whether you agree that heat is as dangerous as the cold. If you don't protect yourself from the cold, not if you catch a cold, if you don't protect yourself from the cold, that's your fault. Fine. Okay, we're only up to the Mishnah in the middle of Amud Beis, but we'll have to stop here.